Well, it's very unbelievable. That's the major point, is that it's a very unbelievable story. So let's begin with the most unbelievable part of my story. Now, it began, I weighed 118 pounds. I was facing up to 30 years in jail. I wasn't only in jail, but I was in solitary confinement. I was demon-possessed. I was a drug addict for 9 years. Drugs moved in and Brian moved out. I became a stranger to myself. The black sheep of the family, drug addict, crime, prison, running bootlegging joints, white slavery, trafficking narcotics, and I snuck a butcher knife underneath a serving tray and snuck it out of the meat market in the prison kitchen for Hartridge to kill a guard. Gummed a hacksaw blade up in the cleaning bucket and snuck it out of the boiler room for Plochek and his friend to escape. And they put me on double lock on cell block G, cell number 12, facing up to 30 years in jail. And I'm so full of bitterness, murder, hate. And I'm a madman, totally out of control. And bitter, full of hate. And just, actually, I wanted to die so bad I could taste it. So I'm beyond any hope. I had nothing to live for. I didn't have any pencils, papers, books, magazines, clothes, mattress, nothing. Every day, 3 vitamin pills and a bowl of soup. Every 5 days, a few meat and potatoes, just enough to keep me alive. And I'd been shot, stabbed, beat up, left for dead. I'll show you. The butcher knife went right through me, to the center of my backbone, and I was stoned on drugs, running from my life, holding my insides in my hand. I had to climb a ladder to reach the bottom, full of hate and just absolutely no future, no nothing, no schooling, no education, and I had to die. Now, you know, a lot of people listening may not believe in prayer, but prayer is the thing that changed my life. And it was actually a miracle, because when I committed my life to Christ totally, unconditionally, and gave him an exclusive availability in my life, I'm sitting in this studio right now. I weigh 225 pounds, and I'm really quite healthy. I don't even have a doctor. I haven't had a headache in over 18 years. The steel punch of God is coming to this nation. It's going to be national penetration. The steel punch of God is coming to this nation. It's going to be national penetration.